Dear friends, we are going to start this session with a short meditation period. Now let us start the practice. I believe there may be some who are not meditating regularly, or they may be quite new to meditation. There also may be some who are very experienced meditators. Therefore, let us make a little compromise between experienced ones and new meditators. This compromise is beginning from the very start. Now, when you sit in a comfortable posture, keep your eyes closed, put your hands on your lap, right hand on the left, crossing thumbs to each other, and then keep your body straight, upright and relaxed. Then take 3 deep breaths to notice the sensation of breathing. And breathe very slowly, paying total, undivided, mindful attention to the breathing. So you can feel the breath. And then try to focus the mind on the breath more intensely, becoming aware of the beginning, middle and end of each inhaling and each exhaling. That means when you breathe in, you feel the touch of breath on your nostrils, and then breath flows into your lungs. When the lungs are full, inhaling breath cuts off. And then there will be a very brief pause. And then exhaling begins. Notice the beginning of exhaling. And you also can notice the breath flowing out through the nostrils. That is the middle of exhaling. When there is no more air in your lungs, exhaling cuts off. Then after a brief pause, inhaling begins again. Then the breath flows into the lungs through the nostrils until lungs are full. When the lungs are full, inhaling cuts off again. Then, after a very brief pause, exhaling begins. And then breath flows out through the nostrils. That is the middle of exhaling. When there is no air in the lungs, exhaling cuts off. And after breath, inhaling begins. After a very brief pause, inhaling begins. This is a repetitive function of breathing. Although this repeats all our life, until we pay attention to it, we would not be aware of it. not only that, there are other things that happens to us while we are breathing. That is, when our lungs are full, we experience a degree of pressure, tension. As we breathe out, that tension slowly is released. But when there is no air in our lungs, we experience a degree of anxiety for not having breath in the lungs. Then as we breathe in, anxiety fades away. We experience relief of anxiety. And lungs are filling up with air. Again, when the lungs are full, as lungs are filling up, tension slowly builds up. When the lungs are full, tension also is complete. As we breathe out, tension slowly fades away. And anxiety slowly brings up. Then when there is no air in our lungs, anxiety is full of anxiety. Next moment, as we breathe in, anxiety fades away. Pleasant feeling arises. But when the lungs are full, the pleasant feeling turns into pressure, tension. This also repeats again and again. Only when we pay attention to our breathing, we can become aware of this pressure and pressure, relief of anxiety and anxiety. So one moment breath brings pleasant feeling, next moment pressure, another moment breath brings anxiety, and then relief of anxiety. This means the feeling we experience is changing. The breath is changing. Our awareness of pressure, pressure, anxiety also changes. Our thoughts related to them change. Consciousness changes. So every time we breathe in and out, the breath, feeling, perceptions, thoughts, and consciousness changes. Without verbalizing or conceptualizing, we can become aware of these changes. And then our awareness of changes becomes deeper and deeper. And we begin to feel the very subtle, deep, very minute changes. When the mind is engaged in these changes, there won't be any space, any room for mind to have greed, hatred, or delusion. Even during such a short period of time, when we are paying attention to the breath, mind becomes free from greed, hatred, and delusion. So when we keep our mind totally united with the breath, during that time, mind becomes very much like the breath, free from greed, hatred, or delusion. The breath is free from greed, hatred, and delusion. Therefore, the mind also becomes free from greed, hatred, and delusion. Although it is very short, very temporary experience, that gives us a real understanding of when the mind is totally free from greed, hatred, and delusion, how peaceful, how happy, relaxed we would be. With this understanding, we continue to spend rest of the time and keep focusing mind on the breath, and you certainly will experience what I said, but make sure that you don't verbalize or conceptualize anything, but simply pay total, pure, clean attention to your breath, your feelings, perceptions, thoughts, and consciousness. Tension, free from tension. Anxiety, free from anxiety. Inhaling, exhaling, beginning of inhaling, middle and end of inhaling, beginning of exhaling, middle and end of exhaling. So there are numerous things for you to keep your mind preoccupied without any emotions, any thoughts and words. I hope you continue to do that. Continue experiencing these few things I suggested, and spend the rest of the time quietly meditating on these things. In all of them you see one invariable factor very clearly marked, that is, everything you experience is consistently, continuously change without any exception.
Thank you.